Chapter 23, 1:20 a.m. Nicole didn't hesitate. She dove over the edge immediately. Chase dove in a split second later. He was surprised by the power of the current. As he tumbled through the breach of a large chunk of asphalt from the other side broke off and hit him in the right shoulder, pushing him under for a second or two. He surfaced, sputtering, shoulder aching, his arm going numb. He realized that even if Rashawn had made it across, the asphalt would have broken loose and she would have still ended up in the water. He let the current carry him into deeper water where it was calmer. He was a good swimmer, but he had no doubt that Nicole was better. He looked around for her light and finally saw it 50 yards farther out, bobbing in the wind-blown whitecaps. That's when he remembered the gators. Thousands of them, Rashawn had said, but he was worried about one in particular. Where was that big boy now? He swam forward, calling for Rashawn. It was difficult going, with his sore shoulder and the stuff in his pockets weighing him down. He thought about dumping some of it, but resisted the urge. Before the night was over, they might need everything he was carrying. He drew close enough to Nicole to hear her shouting for Rashawn. He had no idea how good a swimmer Rashawn was. After all they'd been through, he did not want to lose her. "Rashawn!" he shouted. "Rashawn!" He reached Nicole. They were both exhausted and out of breath. No sign of her. None. "Rashawn!" "What do you want to do?" Chase asked. Nicole didn't answer him. "Rashawn! Swim toward the light! Shout! We'll swim to you!" They listened. All they heard was the wind. All they saw was a lake that looked like a stormy sea. "How far are we from the levee?" Nicole asked. "Farther than we should be." Nicole looked at her watch. 10 minutes. "You swim that way, I'll swim this way." Chase shook his head. "I'll swim for 5 minutes, then I'm going to swim toward shore. This will give me time to get in front of the breach. That way you'll know where to swim to. We don't want to go through this a second time. When you come in, swim toward my light. If you find her or you need help, hit the button on the headlamp twice. That will send it into emergency blinking mode with alternating white and red lights. I'll do the same if I find her or need help. Good luck." "You too," Nicole responded. "We're going to need it."